And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. In an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, President Joe Biden gave no indication he intends to drop out of the 2024 United States presidential race.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
With the friends of, and with the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
A defiant Biden used a 22-minute ABC News interview to argue again that he simply had a bad night at the debate and that he was the right candidate to beat Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential race.
But if you convinced yourself that only you can defeat him?
I convinced myself of two things. I'm the most qualified person to beat him, and I know how to get things done.
Asked if he had undergone a specific cognitive test or for a neurological exam, Biden said he had not had one and, quote, no one said I had to. Reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian has won Iran's runoff presidential election, besting hardliner Saeed Jalili. Pezeshkian has promised to reach out to the West and ease enforcement on the country's mandatory headscarf law after years of sanctions and protests squeezing the Islamic Republic. He also said there would be no radical changes to Iran's Shiite theocracy. New British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will get straight to work after a draining six-week election campaign. The centre-left politician must work on assembling his government, tackling a mountain of domestic problems, and putting his stamp on the UK's relations with the rest of the world. Starmer says he wants Britain to take a larger role on the global stage after years of soured relations with Europe over Brexit. For additional expanded coverage of world news and events, you can check them out on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto on Friday proposed spending cuts and additional borrowing in roughly equal measures to fill a nearly $2.7 billion budget hole caused by his withdrawal of planned tax hikes in the face of nationwide protests. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
According to Ruto, austerity measures will include the end of 47 state corporations, a 50% reduction in the number of government advisors, along with the removal of budget lines for the president and deputy president's spouses.
I believe these changes will set out our country on a trajectory towards economic transformation.
Following the speech, Ruto hosted a live audio forum on X meant to engage with young people. He faced sharp questioning about police brutality, alleged abductions by state security agents, and economic policy. Many protesters are still calling for the president to resign.
That was Jillian Kitchener from Reuters. Donald Trump denies knowing about Project 2025, his ally's sweeping plan to transform the U.S. government. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts said on a podcast, Republicans are in the process of taking this country back, adding, we are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be. On his social media site, Trump said he knows nothing about Project 2025 and has no idea who is behind it. Trump also said he disagrees with some of the things they're saying, calling them absolutely ridiculous and abysmal. The 922-page plan outlines a dramatic expansion of presidential power and a plan to fire as many as 50,000 government workers and replace them with Trump loyalists. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The chief organizer of an Indian preachers event where a stampede killed 121 people this week surrendered to police on Friday, a lawyer for the preacher said, after police had launched a manhunt. Dev Prakash Mandekar was named a key suspect in an initial report registered by police under charges including attempted culpable homicide. Police had announced a reward of 100,000 rupees, the equivalent of $1,200, for information leading to his arrest. French President Emmanuel Macron's expected political failure in decisive parliamentary elections Sunday may paralyze the country, weaken him abroad, and overshadow his legacy. The vote comes just as France prepares to step into the global spotlight as host of the Paris Olympics. Macron is known on the international stage for his diplomatic efforts and pro-European initiatives. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.